Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, everyone. This is David. It's Sunday. It's Sunday afternoon. We're going to do a quick hit right here. You know, there is actually so much going on. This could be a two-hour show, but we're going to do a quick hit. We'll cover more this week. Got a really good show tomorrow for all of you. Did everyone listen to yesterday's Patreon? We do more New Jersey coverage. We talk about Louis Reyes and his lawsuit and Jennifer Aiden's leaked DMs this week. And all the stuff going on with Teresa and what she's doing with the bloggers. I don't know. We had a lot to talk about on Patreon yesterday. So listen to that. I guess the first thing to talk about is Jax and Brittany at the White House correspondence dinner. They went with Daily Mail. They walked the carpet separately. I mean, can we just all thank Tom Sandoval at this point? I mean, come on. Like, you know, last year when Ariana went, I understood it. She brought Katie, Lala, Lisa was there. So I'm like, you know, Lisa's obviously, Ariana's going. That makes sense. But now Jax and Brittany are there. Let me tell you something. Now, look, Jax does make great TV, but like the Valley, Jax and Brittany have had a resurgence. Never count people out in Hollywood. Never count them out. This town is just so crazy. Look, they hung in there and they're back. Speaking of, so I mean, everyone's asking me what I think about them at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I mean, it's kind of like hilarious, right? Ashley Darby was popping around there. She looks good. But Jax and Brittany being invited with Daily Mail, I mean, they're back. They are back. Oh, they're going through such a crazy separation, but yet they're both going there. Oh, let's walk the red carpet separately. I mean, I still don't buy it. I'm not going to buy it. Jax did remove his publicist, Lori, from his bio. So there you go. I mean, probably did cheat, but I don't know. I almost don't care. This can't be like Kyle and Morgan, where we just drag this out now for like months and we're still trying to figure this out, right? Anyway, good for them. What did I think of the Valley this past week? I feel that Kristen Doty should get an Emmy. She should get an Oscar. She should get the Grammy. Give her the EGOT. Put her on Broadway. Kristen Doty is just fucking gold. When she is standing there apologizing to Michelle, she's like, I need you to hear me. I apologize. Yes, the Valley ended very crazy. Very crazy. Some physical activities taking place with Michelle's husband. I think it's good. I understand it's, you know, everyone's saying this is like the best show of the year. Look, I mean, it's just starting. It has so much life in it. It's not going anywhere. This is This is where Bravo's headed. And Summer House is having a good season, and Vanderpump is chugging along. I mean, the network is thrilled about this. We are getting away from the formula of just housewives. The Valley is on the uptick. This isn't going anywhere. I think the way it ended was great. I think Kristen deserves, and we're getting to know all these other people. So they're all great. Love Danny and Nia, but Kristen is she's just great, this Kristen Doty. So that's what I'm still feeling about the Valley. Something about her. You know what? Pause something about her for a minute, okay? We still don't know what's happening with Dorit. Just so you know, as of right now, my sources have confirmed nothing is decided. There's a lot of reports that Dorit is back. Now there's a lot of reports that Dorit is out. She's not out yet. I feel where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm starting to think Dorit won't be back. So there you go. But we got to decide soon. I mean, the ratings were great. And this is the month. This month, April, is when they said they would figure this out. And here we are at the end of April. So they better figure this out soon and figure out how this is all going to work here. I mean, she's either staying or she's not. I think they're probably having a little bit of a hard time figuring out. Yes, Kathy's going to be back. Kathy will be a friend of. But I think they're probably having a little time. Look, if you have it all figured out, you don't delay, right? So a delay means we can't really figure out what to do. And sometimes you come back with the same cast. But I think they can't really figure out what to do with Dorit. I think that's the main reason for the extra pause. Look, we're probably going to find out any time. But they said they were going to start filming this month, and now they haven't. So what are we waiting for? Let's go. My gut says Dorit will be out, but it won't shock me if she's back. If she's back, I mean, this girl has 9 lives. Speaking of which, I mean, with letting Robin go, which was the obvious solution, Candace leaving and, you know, basically getting rid of NECA, RHOP seems to have self-corrected itself. And, you know, all the rumors are now that RHOP is going to start filming like ASAP. I mean, in what world are we living that RHOP is starting to film and Beverly Hills hasn't, and Atlanta is a bloody fucking mess? They cannot figure out what to do in Atlanta. They just can't figure it out. So that's that. But I don't know what world we're living in that RHOP is going to start filming and Atlanta hasn't and Beverly Hills hasn't. With those three out, you know, of course, we are having Mia back and the Professor. I mean, oh my gosh. And the Grand Dame and Giselle and Ashley Darby. Now, the rumor is we're also adding at the last minute, Kiana Stewart, the Professor's friend, who we saw last season, is being given a flute that she'll be a full-time cast member. And now there's all this stuff surfacing that Stacey Rush is going to be a full-time cast member. It's so funny because I have texted Sarah because, you know, our own very own Sarah Fraser used to work at Fox's at Good Day Fox in DC. So I wonder if Sarah knows this. Stacey is well known to some Potomac viewers. She's a longtime host of her own dedicated hour on QVC. And in addition to her work on QVC, she's appeared as a reporter on Fox's Morning News. Good Day. I wonder if our very own Stacey knows her. She's married to Fimo Roisch, senior vice president with Audi. They have a daughter. She looks very pretty. So look, the wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.
I am all for it. You know, look, I'm all for it. First of all, there's not going to be five people. It's not going to be Wendy, Mia, Karen, Dom, Giselle, and Ashley. After New York season 13, we have put the nail in the coffin of five housewives. That will never happen again. So I believe these rumors that Kiana Stewart and this Stacey are joining. Look, Salt Lake City, the worst thing in the world, season three, they turned it around. So I'm not going to lose hope, but where is my Atlanta? Where is my Beverly Hills? That's just what I want to know. Where are they? Anyway, speaking of Atlanta and Potomac and all of that, Kenya Moore has now put the word talent on her. She has a picture that says talent under traitors. So Kenya is heavily implying that she's doing traitors. Phaedra has let slip on the red carpet this past week or in the past few days that there'll definitely be housewives on the next season, and we're going to make it nice. So there's rumors that Dorinda is headed into the traitor's house, and there's a lot of rumors that Teresa is headed into the traitor's house. This week on Patreon, Sunday, and I already have a lot of things planned. We're going to talk about Teresa and the Trader's House and some other things because I already, have some stuff to say about New Jersey. So we'll get into more about Teresa and the Trader's House. But the rumor is Teresa, Dorinda, and Kenya are all in the Trader's House and filming. None of that shocks me. You know what I mean? Dorinda's kind of a shoo-in. Kenya's kind of a shoo-in. Teresa's kind of a shoo-in. I think it's going to be great. I don't know if they're going to pick like the obvious, like, first of all, Teresa should not be a fucking traitor. Okay. And we'll talk about this more on Patreon. I mean, this girl is going to be so fucking confused. She's not even going to know how to play the goddamn game. Dorinda as a traitor. Holy fucking shit. That will be epic. That'll be epic. Right. But Teresa, she won't know what the fuck to do. How is she going to know how to under it? She's just got to be a faithful. Teresa, just vote the way everyone else votes, girl. My God. What else can I tell you? That's the P. That's Beverly Hills. That's Traitors. Jackson Brittany at the White House. Oh, you know what I think is interesting? We'll talk about something about her if we have time. You know what I think is interesting? Bethany revamped the podcast once again. Just Be Divorced. We have one episode. We have two episodes. Her mother passes away, who she was estranged from, but reconnected with because she wanted Brent in her life. You know, if you, they say, and I see it, when someone passes away in your family or that you're close to and you actually were estranged, it actually is almost in a way harder, right? It brings up so many feelings of guilt and just, so I totally get that Bethany is going through it. Well, Bethany now has issued a statement that everything she's dealing with her mother is so emotional, and she seems emotional, that she is ending for now the Just Be Divorced podcast because, you know, that is bringing up so many emotional issues too, and to relive her divorce and to relive her mother, her childhood and everything with her mother all at once is just too much. Now, look, she has more money than we all need. She doesn't need to even work. So part of me, that makes sense. I would be remiss. I'd be remiss in stopping my mind from going where it goes. You know, what is the NDA situation? Like when you sign documents and it's over. I mean, all of a sudden, when she had the podcast to begin with, I was like, how is she doing this? Isn't there like an NDA in the divorce? The whole reason Shannon Bedore and John Jansen, that Shannon wouldn't sign off on John's thing, is she just wanted a non-disparagement. Like when you have a lawsuit and you settle, it normally says you can't speak about the other person or what happened. I mean, every lawsuit says that. Every lawsuit. So doesn't her divorce settlement with Jason say that? And it also makes me think that Jason must have done something really bad. Like my mind goes to like, we're going to talk about this and we don't give a fuck because this is what you did. And if you come after us for talking about this, we're going to come after you. Now, Bethany and Jason have been in court forever. So, I mean, there's a lot going on there, but I mean, that's how I think she got around it. Like, we're going to talk about this and you did X, whatever X is. And don't come after us because you violated something too. That's how that would work. But now that she's canceled this, I don't know. I feel for anyone who has lost a parent, it is not a fun thing. You never get over that. But I do think Bethany's going through it. I think it's authentic, but I just don't believe that the woman that works and just throws herself into work, she even said on the podcast to deal, and I have not listened to the podcast, nor am I going to listen to it, but the clips I saw, she even says like, she's the fixer. She throws herself into work. Girl, I get it. That's my MO too. I just think that this podcast could have taken her mind off her mother and she could have hyper-focused on that. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't buy that dealing with your divorce and your mother passing all at once is too much to handle. Not for someone like Bethany. I don't buy it. I think Jason was like, cease and desist. We're really going to fucking sue you for talking about this. And I think that personally, I think that is why this is over. I think it's because she couldn't talk about it because Jason was like, we're coming after you. And conveniently, that's why she's now ending the Just Be podcast over the divorce. It's done really well, by the way. And so I don't think Bethany turns money away. So I think it's because of Jason and all sorts of NDAs and all sorts of threats for a lawsuit. I don't believe it's tied to her mother. I don't. I'm sorry. Not with Bethany. I like Bethany. I actually like her a lot. Probably one of my favorite housewives of all time. I think she plays the game so well. She was such a great housewife. I just think I don't buy it. Sorry. I don't buy. I think Bethany doesn't go down without a fucking fight. No one tells Bethany what to do. And you're not canceling this because you're emotionally overwrought. I think it has to do with Jason stopping you from doing this. And, you know, not stopping, but you're about to have the fight of your life on your hands just to talk about divorce, which will make you a few extra dollars. I don't buy it. Sorry, Bethany. Raquel, yes, she wore the same top that Ariana wore. She wore it to Stagecoach, and Ariana wore this on Vanderpump Rules season 10. I don't really understand why everyone's making such a big deal out of this. Why? It's like a fuck you to Ariana. Well, good. I mean, not good, but like, go Raquel, right? I mean, if that's like a little getting back at you, but it also could be just totally honest mistake, right? Raquel's latest podcast, she is talking about, you know, you hear her say that she can't even air the whole thing, that she was told not to. She's talking about abuse. We are all going to James Kennedy. That's where all of our minds go. So, of course, everyone now wants to know more about the story, about what happened between James and Raquel, especially it's like Crystal saying, you know, that Sutton did something very dark. We all want to know what it is. Now we really want to know what happened between James and Raquel. But what I love about Raquel and her podcast, okay, is that, you know, you just can't, she's not on the show. You can't silence someone. So she'll tell her side of the story and all of you other, I mean, granted, it begs the question, why not just film and get the money? But I understand you don't want to be around these people, but I'm over everyone having a voice and speaking their truth. So I know you all hate on Raquel, but I'm thrilled. And to me, again, she doesn't seem thirsty. She's at Stagecoach. She doesn't seem like she's taking pictures and putting shit on social media. I mean, Carl Radke just said that on Summer House, I saw he said that up to that point, He made $70,000 a year from his social posts, sponsored partnerships. I mean, Lindsay, he said, made $150,000. So Kyle is making money by having an online social presence and from the podcast. So
you're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Get your bag, girl. Why should everyone else get it? Doesn't bother me. I would like to know more about what happened between you and James. I think it's a great rebranding. Sarah and I have shouted out her It's Girl PR before, and we think her PR team is great. We really do. And Raquel does not seem thirsty to me. That's just me. Vicky and Shannon are plugging along at their Dos Amigos tour, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'm going to sit that one out. And they, I guess Shannon was asked what was the worst part of filming this past season. She said, Tamra, the rat. We have a rat in the corner and she's scurrying. You all thought she liked Munster. She likes Gouda. I'm going to leave some Gouda out in my corner here in LA. I'm back in LA. I was in New York for the weekend. Come on by, Tamra. Scurry, get your Gouda, and then come and have a little chat with me. I'm your favorite person, right? The rat that scurry. So, I mean, Alexis and John Jansen were not the worst part of filming this season, Shannon Bedore. It was the rat that scurries. That Tamrat, she's evil. Tamra's clawed back and she's like, Jesus, like I must be that, you know, so interesting because that's all you guys talk about. Speaking of which, so recently, before it surfaced that Mary Cosby used the R word about Lisa Barlow's son, who is 12 years old, baby gorgeous. I literally, the words came out of my mouth. What the fuck is going on with RHOSLC season 5? Because we have had no leaks. Mind you, we didn't have a leak about Reality of Auntie's. And look how that turned out. Well, then this came out about Mary using the R word about baby gorgeous. And now it has come out that Miss Whitney Rose is on the verge of getting a divorce from Justin. Am I shocked? No. How shocked am I on a scale from 1 to 10? 1.2? I mean, she's in New York. She hangs out with Lindsay Hubbard. There's an age difference. I mean, some people might be attracted to Justin. I'll take me some John Barlow, and when I'm done with that, I'll go get me some Seth Marks. But I would pass on all the others. But it's not about looks, David. Stay focused here. Don't lose your focus, girl. So not at all shocked. Not shocked about Kyle. Not shocked about this one, Jackson Brittany. Again, Elisa Vanderpump and Ken Todd. When they announce their divorce, I will drop to the floor and I will be shocked. That is going to shock me. I was shocked about Erica and Tom Girardi. I think Erica and Tom Girardi broke me. I was so shocked that there's nothing after that that I can put in that category. And Lisa and Ken divorcing, I do put in that category. So girl, Whitney, you want to keep your job. This will help you keep your job. I believe you. You're probably not into him. Yeah, this is probably going to happen. Also, you guys are slamming them. They were on the airplane coming back. There's pictures that have surfaced. And you're all saying Heather Gay looks unrecognizable. She gave into the Ozempic train. Girl, I'm still on the juice. The shit don't work no more. So I'm trying to figure out some other plans over here to take myself back in that direction myself. But she sold out. You guys are slamming her. You don't recognize her. I'm kind of excited, maybe, for Salt Lake next season. I don't care that Potomac is going to start filming. I don't know what world we live in, that Beverly Hills is not filming. And Atlanta's in trouble. Molly, you in danger, girl. Atlanta is in trouble. This is like going to be over a year since it was on. And I have to say, I just don't see how it's going to work. We're going to get some newbies with Portia and Kenya. I mean, props to the people that are producing it that are not just throwing a bunch of newbies in. I personally feel that's what you're doing with Potomac. I personally feel the stakes are much lower than the granddaddy RHOA, and it was just the ratings juggernaut, and it was the number one. I feel the stakes are just lower in Potomac because I feel that's what you're doing to Potomac. You're getting Kiana, and now you're getting a newbie, and you're going to throw the professor and Mia and the grand dame and Giselle and Ashley there. I don't know what Saul from last year. So I'm not excited about Potomac, but yeah, Karen is a DUI and that's going to be interesting. But bring it, ladies. This is a quick hit, you guys. I can't spend all day doing this. I love you all. Go and listen to Patreon yesterday. Really? Only place we're talking RHO and J. I love you all. It's a quick hit. It's a Sunday. Ugh, does anyone get the Monday blues at night? I love my job so much, but yeah, you get that, like, oh, not even that I don't like my job. I'm just like, oh, God, I have so much work to do. And I really work during the week. So enjoy the rest of today. I love you all so much. Bye.